James, the second chapter, verses 14 to 26, the Message translation. Dear friends, do you think you'll get anywhere in this if you learn all the right words but never do anything? Does merely talking about faith indicate that a person really has it? For instance, you come upon an old friend dressed in rags and half starved and say, "Good morning, friend. Be clothed in Christ, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and walk off without providing so much as a coat or a cup of soup." Where does that get you? Isn't it obvious that God talk without God acts is outrageous nonsense? I can already hear one of you agreeing by saying, "Sounds good. You take care of the faith department and I'll handle the works department. Not so fast. You can no more show me your works apart from your faith than I can show you my faith apart from my works. Faith and works, works and faith fits together hand in glove. Do I hear you professing to believe in the one and only God, but then observe you complacently sitting back as if you had done something wonderful? That's just great. Demons do that, but what good does it do them? Use your heads. Do you suppose for a minute that you can cut faith and works in two and not end up with a corpse on your hands? Wasn't our ancestor Abraham made right with God by works when he placed his son Isaac on the sacrificial altar? Isn't it obvious that faith and works are yoked partners, that faith expresses itself in works, that the works are works of faith? The full meaning of belief in the scripture sentence, "Abraham believed God and was set right with God," includes his action. It's that mesh of believing and acting that got Abraham named God's friend. Is it not evident that a person is made right with God, not by a barren faith, but by faith fruitful in works? The same with Rahab, the Jericho harlot. Wasn't her action in hiding God's spies and helping them escape that seamless unity of believing and doing what counted with God? The very moment you separate body and spirit, you end up with a corpse. Separate faith and works and you get the same thing, a corpse. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Congo here. Good morning. We've been talking about faith and today I'm really excited because I get to drag someone else here again. I'm not doing this alone today. I'm going to be talking about faith and works and I'll be doing it with Chisom. So this morning, it's Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley Congo and Chisom Obodo. So Chisom, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Mama. That first introduction, that scripture, is in this Bible you all have?
No. It is, and it is a phenomenal translation of that scripture. Interesting thing is, whatever version you read, if you read it in the TPT, it has deep insight. If you read it in Message, it has deep insight. If you read it in King James, it's still the same thing. Faith without works is dead. If you separate faith from works, you end up with a corpse. And so this morning we're going to talk about it because a lot of people actually go about bold-faced and shouting, "I have faith, I have faith, I have faith." But we cannot see the faith because there's no action to it. And I believe that for faith to really be faith, there has to be corresponding action. There has to be something that faith births you to do. So, Jason, what do you think about this scripture this morning? Let's unpack it as we have their attention before they have breakfast.
Wow. I'm going to go and read this thing you just read. I'll live with it and take it all in. But sometime ago, quite long ago actually, I was reading Hebrews 11. And then, it's a very common scripture, right? Now faith is and all of that. And then I was reading it and then I saw now faith is a substance and faith is an evidence. And I thought about it, I'm like, wait a minute, I might have been getting this all wrong all my life. Faith is not bone face. Faith is not a solid, strong imagination and deep desire. Oh no, faith is actually tangible. If it's an evidence and if it's a substance, what I know about evidence is that I can either see it, hear it, taste it or feel it. So if I can do none of these four things with the faith that I claim to have, then it's really not faith. I mean, I've seen quite a number of legal movies to know that if you bring any evidence to court, the stronger your evidence, the stronger your case. If you come and say, I have a feeling in my heart, they can pursue you from there. But if you bring something that the jury can watch, or something that the judge can touch or handle, then you actually have a case you are working with. And so while I was actually really pondering on this scripture, I now wrote out those four qualities of tangibility. And I was thinking to myself, and I said, if I have faith for something, what am I looking at? What am I seeing? Because that's going to also inform what I give people to see. And when I was also thinking about that, I thought about you, Mama. How that,
of course, I was thinking about you.
You always have a way. So I thought about how that when you were in your waiting years and that you were doing a lot of activity, the pastor K will come and tell you, when you are in faith, I will know. Anytime you see it, I'm like, but all this one that she's doing is what? So no, I'm going to now ask you, because what changed? What, when did you now, you know, when that switch happened, that PK now knew that, now you are in faith. There must have been something he wasn't seeing and touching and hearing.
So faith, really, like you said, must have corresponding action. I think that at the point where I was running up and down, and even though I was saying it, I believe I'm pregnant, I believe I'm going to be, no. I was in hope. So what I would say is, I believe I'm going to get pregnant. I believe that God will answer my prayers. I believe, and he would say, you are not in faith. Because there's a clear difference between hope and faith. Faith always births corresponding action. At the point where I realized that, wait, I'm not going to be pregnant. I'm pregnant.
Yes.
So all I'm doing now is waiting for the manifestation of it. When I realized that I'm pregnant, the next question was, so what do pregnant people do? They start buying clothes for their children. And so I moved from just believing and saying it to actually doing something that proved, that showed, that felt and looked like I knew I was pregnant. So I started shopping, buying my children's things. I would buy two girls' things and one boy's things. I knew I was going to have three children. So, and I bought their suitcase things, and then I just put the things inside. And I would keep, some days I would just bring them out. And as I'm doing the confessions and declaring over myself, I would be declaring over the clothes. And at that point, I fully understood that it's not just a strong desire, like you say. It's not just a wish. It's not a one day it will happen for me. It has happened now. And the way to prove that it has happened now is to go get to work. About it has to be something. There has to be some proof, something that is, there's an action that proves that you believe this thing. And so that's when I started shopping, started packing their suitcases, started setting up my children's room. And even though I set up the room for 5 years before anything happened, but the truth of the matter is that I knew that I knew my name. And that conviction was what fueled the action. So really, like they say, you cannot really separate, as like Apostle Paul was saying, you can't separate faith from works. The two go hand in hand. There's no, oh, I have faith, but
you do the work for me, let me be doing having the faith.
No division of labor. Strong belief. No. So it was at that point when I started shopping, so I sat on my room and I just began to rest. I had this strong knowing, I knew my name. I was confident and comfortable. Like, I wasn't running around anymore. I had entered my rest. I knew that it was as good as done. And so I knew that God would take care of what he would take care of. But I had to now start doing things that showed that I believed.
Yes, yes. Oof. Aha. Because I actually thought about it. And I was like, okay, when I was writing down all the factors that make up tangibility, seeing, hearing, and I remember that story. I was like, what was Mama seeing? And then what you were seeing apparently influenced what other people were seeing, because you were seeing your stuff. Then people would see you buy. You were probably hearing messages that would, and then the words that would come out of your mouth, people would hear it, I am pregnant. And then you were touching the clothes. There were believable references that you could actually feel. And so it's faith is physical. It's actually as physical as it is spiritual.
Yes. The CEV version of the same scripture, verse 14 says, my friends, what good is it to say you have faith when you don't do anything to show you really do have faith? When you don't do anything to show that you really do have
faith. People gotta see it.
Yes. I have a new job. Have you started buying clothes? But the places that, the people that work in that kind of place, what do they wear?
I'm getting married this year. Have you started shopping for your dress? Have you started reading books?
So it must always, there must always be something to show that you really do have faith.
Wow. Well, for me, I think after that encounter with it, I took confession rather seriously, because even the salvation scripture that we know, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth scripture, it doesn't ever stop at believing. There's the confessing part, because believing gets you to righteousness. But what if you don't confess? Does that mean you will not get the salvation part? I don't know. I might not be very clear on that, but confession, then now you confess unto salvation. I mean, you believe unto righteousness. So there is something that we can hear. I think faith is not now only for you, but even for the people around you. Everybody has to know that you are. So start seeing you like you're already in it. So I'm sure when you were shopping baby things, even people did not recognize the fact that there were no babies in your house yet. Because it started to feel like there were babies in your house. I'm sure you would even wake up sometimes and it'd be as if your baby is crying and you need to go and feed your baby. That's how real
That's what faith does for you. Yes, to that point,
makes you crazy.
You are transported from this realm into the realm where the miracle is. And it's just the manifestation is for other people to see. You already know. You know. So I mean, there were days where I would bleed and I would just lock myself in the bathroom and say, I'm not pregnant with blood. I'm pregnant with a baby, and until the baby comes out of me, I insist, I hold fast to my profession of faith that I am pregnant. I would wipe myself, come out, and they'll say, what's wrong? They'll say, nothing. Because there's nothing wrong with me. In fact, there are times I would tell Pastor K that, oh, this is... he'll say, oh, I saw blood. I say, yes, it's implantation bleeding. The babies are just settling in better. And I wasn't just saying it, I believe it. I believe it. That's what faith does for you. Faith will propel you to works. It will propel you to speak. I was supposed to say, we believe, therefore we speak. There must be some action that follows it. It can't just be a desire in your heart that you keep silent. Faith won't even let you be quiet. Faith won't let you be quiet. It just, the yesterday's episode where we're talking to Diche, and she read the scripture where Apostle Paul was sending a message, and he said, prepare a room for me because I fully expect to be with you. He was in prison.
Yes.
He
was already released in his mind.
Yes.
He was already
so
out.
He had this such deep confidence. He said, prepare a room for me. That is, I'm not out yet, but let me see corresponding action to what I believe. I fully believe that I'll be out. So if I fully believe that I'm going to carry children, I fully believe it. It doesn't matter what's happening around me. I'm bleeding or not, doesn't matter. Blood is not a child. I would just sit and say, blood is not a child. And sometimes the action may not be in buying anything. The action may be in shouting. Your voice has to be louder than the voice of Satan. So Satan is saying, are you pregnant? Nazi blood everywhere. You have to scream. Because the thoughts in your head can be so loud, you feel like you're hearing them around you. People don't know that. So battle, that's the real battle. Where we wage the warfare, that spiritual warfare we're talking about. It's not a warfare of, I'm going to go and punch somebody. It's a spiritual warfare where it's about thoughts, it's about imaginations. Every thought that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ, above everything that God has planned for you. It's a thought that you grab it. So one version says you capture it as a prisoner of war. You capture it and say, listen, because you want to be unfortunate. I see that you really want to be unfortunate in life.
You want it to be better for you.
You are saying that I'm pregnant. You carry the thought and you say, listen to me. Blood is not a child. I am pregnant with a child. And the word says that if I serve the Lord my God, he will bless my bread and water. I am not barren. I cannot have a miscarriage. You didn't say I may not. See, I cannot. So I cannot miscarry. I'm carrying well.
Right.
And then the Lord will fulfill the number of my days. You shout, they come out like somebody that nothing has happened for. Jesus say, rub oil on your face. Look like you do have nice makeup. And come out. But the Father that hears you in secret. So when you have fought that battle in secret, it's not all your enemies fall down. That, it's nothing like that. The battle is in the mind. And the only way to achieve and to win that battle is to have faith with works. There must be corresponding actions. Show me what you believe by what you do. This morning, we want to challenge that when you say you have faith, let there be action that proves it. Show me your faith by what you do. If you say that, it doesn't matter, I can have faith without having works, I will prove to you that I have faith, and I will prove it to you by the works in my life, by what I do. I believe in evidence. And the truth is that God always, always shows forth. If you can trust him,
is faithful to keep his word. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible before breakfast with Mildred Kingston Congo and Chisom Ogudo.